B-Pod Studios.
Talking a lot of Sixers recently, and of course, you know, people have, I think, a fit of angst when it comes to the squad. And joining us right now to break it all down from NBC Sports Philadelphia. I love him, man. He's the man. He, Coach Jimmy, Terev, they just do a great, great job. He, of course, is Mark Jackson on the Comcast Business Hotline. Yo, Mark!
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good, 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 good. Well, I'm a lot better than, I think, the fan base. I think the fan base has a pang of big-time worry. Where's your state? Do you have the worry as well?
Do I have the worry? No, I don't have the worry. I think they still have enough talent to compete and to stay afloat while Joel is out. But even with that being said, I still will worry to the point of their seeding. I think seeding this year is going to be very important. And I think the Sixers are not playing to the top of their game. And that can cost them some seeding, which could hurt in the playoffs.
What do you see? Let's look at, Mark, what you're looking at. I was with them in Dallas and Indiana. And, you know, we saw second half collapses. And then we saw down the stretch kind of falter in Indiana. What are you seeing there?
I'm just saying, you know, when it comes to the road games, to me, I said on air, and I'll stick by this, is that when you in the NBA, some role games come down to teams with talent and teams that can play together. So when you go to these role games, you play in these hostile environments, you know, if your team is not all the way gelled together, you're going to struggle. And that's been the biggest culprit to me when it comes to the Pacers game and the Mavericks game. I just thought the first half, the pressure's not on. Once that pressure's get on, if your chemistry is not there, it can cost you in them tight ones. And I really feel as though that's why this team is struggling on the road.
Yeah, I think you're dead right. And to prove your point, look at the fourth quarter against Indiana, where Tobias has only two, nothing from Horford. And the only one that's really kind of stepping up here is Jay Rich. He's the only one that's kind of where it's kind of working. What are you seeing? Because chemistry wise, I'm with you. And I think Tobias needs to be a little bit more selfish, particularly in the fourth quarter and without Embiid.
I agree with you. I think Tobias has to be consistent. And the only way to get consistent is to consistently be aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of if you're constantly aggressive, you're never going to be wrong. But every now and then, it seems like Tobias goes up and down and he doesn't get a touch here and there, and he's kind of okay with that. You know, I'm okay if you're supposed to be a scorer on this team, and everybody has roles. If you're supposed to be a scorer on this team, that fourth quarter, you got to make sure you get that ball.
Yeah.
In the Florida offense or out, go ahead and get out the offense and go get your shot, because that's why you're here.
Yeah, I mean, you need wings. You know, let's face it, the way this team is built with all of its length, you need Tobias to be a wing scorer and a wing threat to create.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You do. You need a constant score. And I'll tell you this, though. You mentioned Jay Rich. I'm really happy with the assertiveness of Jay Rich, because he's, like I said, he's going out his way to make sure he's getting buckets. He sees that the team is kind of struggling here and there offensively, and he's going out his way to try to take over games. Now, whether it leads to a win or not, the last two games it happened, but I love his assertiveness. You know, he's not waiting around for his number to be called. He's winning. He's going out there to try to get his now to help this team.
What's the biggest issue? We're talking to Mark Jackson on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's the biggest issue with Horford? Because Al's a guy, I think, without Embiid, I get struggling roles and chemistry with Joe on the floor. But what's going on with Al? What are you seeing with Al? Because they need Horford to be who he is.
For me, I don't think I was a big numbers guy. I don't see him having numbers in the stat sheets that jump off the page. But what I do see from him is consistency. They need a consistent 12 and 8 from him, nothing more. They need 12, 8, and 4 of him, 8 rebounds and 4 assists, and nothing more. They don't need 20s, they don't need 30s, they don't need 15 rebounds. They need 12, 8, and 4. That's all they need, consistently. But with that being said, I'm looking at the way the system playing, and I'm wondering, can we get that from him consistently? Because so far we haven't. And now with Joel being out, I thought he would be a little bit more assertive and kind of reach those goals and those numbers. And we're not getting it. But also, it's very important. I think teams have been going at him in a pick and roll, which is rare for him because he's used to being known for a great defensive presence in their lane. And I think it's kind of odd to see teams attack him.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if it's – he's just not comfortable. He brought it up a couple weeks ago about his comfort level, and he still seems to kind of be feeling his way around.
Yes, he is. I think – and that's the problem. That's the problem. A lot of these players are struggling trying to find a chemistry right now. And I think that's a concern. Halfway through the season and we're still trying to find our identity, find our footing and see what's going on. I think that's a problem. I think the reason why Boston has started off so hot because they found their rhythm early. They found a cohesiveness to help them win some games. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. In a seven-game series, I don't see there's no way in the world that goes seven games in Sixers. If it's Boston Sixers right now, I think Sixers win out of five or six. I just feel strongly about that. But even with that being said, for the regular season, this team is good. And even the Eastern leading Milwaukee Bucks, this team is playing extraordinary basketball, but still in a seven-game series, I don't think they can handle the Sixers.
I agree.
I just feel strongly about that.
Well, here's why. And this is funny because people get so mad and they're so tired of me saying built for 16, but they really are. And see, when you're playing Milwaukee in a seven-game series, I just said this. You got three guys to throw at Giannis, right? You're going to frustrate the hell out of him because you're throwing Joe, Ben, and Horford. You're throwing those three guys at him. It's going to frustrate him. See, they're so unique. I think that's what's messing with people. And look, they've lost six in a row on the road, so they need to play better. But they are built so uniquely with their length that I think it stunts them in the regular season because you're not D'ing up every possession.
Agree. I agree with you. I think 100% they have so many different guys that you don't have to bring as much help off of his teammates for Giannis. And that's what teams struggle with because Milwaukee shoots so good from the three. And the reason why is because Giannis is forcing you to bring help when he attacks the rim. And he's finding guys, the guys are knocking down shots. The Sixers, you don't have to bring as much help because they have enough length and enough athleticism to guard him one-on-one. Not saying they're going to stop him, but they are going to make it a frustrating night for him.
That's right. It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Mark Jackson with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. By the way, your chance to win $1,000 this hour's keyword, give. That's right. Enter the keyword give on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, by texting give to 45911 by 1115. We'll call you if you're randomly selected. You want $1,000. Everybody that enters on the app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. And once again, text give to 45911. You got it. Enter the keyword on the app or at 975thefanatic.com. And it's the Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway presented by the new Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use promo code green. Thanks, for dealing with me, Mark, while we do that stuff. Off the bench, I do think they need a little more scoring punch. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I think they're struggling. But here's the thing. I think they're built to, they're built initially because they have so much scoring in, I believe in the starting five. When Joel is in there, when you got Ben, you got Josh, you got Tobias, you got Al, you got Joel. I think they have enough scoring when everyone's healthy to when you bring in that second unit with a couple of starters, they can still score when everybody's clicking. But that's the problem. Everybody's in and out the lineup. Before Joel, unfortunately, got the finger injury, he was missing games. Al Horford was missing games. So now that they're healthy, so it's hard to get that nucleus with the bench guys in there with a couple of starters to give you enough punch, enough scoring. And I believe that's why Trey Burke's been given more playing time in the league, because he's known to be a scorer off the bench.
Yeah.
And that's helping his team. But I really feel as though that until they get everyone healthy and everyone in the lineup, consistency for at least 25 or 30 games, this team is going to struggle.
Where does Ben fit in this whole equation?
Ben, listen, I said it on air, I'm going to say it again. Ben is a mental thing. This is my opinion. I think it's a mental thing with Ben. I really believe Ben sometimes feels as though he's shooting too much. So I need to make sure I stop and get my guys involved. But this is the NBA, baby. Everybody's going to find a way or get it going every now and then. When you've got it clicking, you have to keep the foot on the pedal. They'll find a way to score. Be aggressive. You look at the last two games, Ben really got going the first half, and then his mind completely shifts to, I got to pass the ball. I got to pass the ball. And I think that's a problem. I really believe when he got to going offensively, if he can't be stopped, let him roll the rest of the game.
Yeah, it's funny because I know it frustrates people in a big way. He's wired, and forget about the jump shot for a second, but he's wired to facilitate. Like, that's, yeah. You know, anybody, you played this league for a long time, you know that the game is all instinctual. Like, you're not thinking, yeah. That people go, well, he doesn't want to look bad. He's not out there thinking, oh my God, I can't shoot this, or I'm going to look bad. It's more of an instinctual where he's wired to pass the basketball.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. He's a pass first, pass second guy. And which is interesting, today's NBA, now they want point guards, you know, to pretty much score the ball.
Yeah, the combo guards,
still,
yeah.
Yeah, he still has that old-fashioned mentality, or the back-in-the-day mentality, which is not all bad, especially when you have enough scoring. But when your team is struggling to put points on the board and you're a one-man fast break, go ahead and get buckets. Everybody else will find their way. They'll get the breadcrumbs, and it'll be enough for them to go around.
So to put a bow on this thing, Mark, your scale of concern, 1 to 10 being 10 being panic, sounds like around a 4 or 5.
I'm a 4 or 5. I'm going to lean towards a 5.
Where you still want the seed, and you still want this thing to kind of get it together, but, you know, you still think that this team is a contender, particularly in the Eastern Conference. I can look at these teams and I go, like, I know Toronto and I know Indiana, and Indiana's beat them a couple times and all the stuff. But none of these teams I really fear. It sounds weird.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest. I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it. The only team I really was, if the playoffs started right now, as Joel was healthy, of course, the only team I would be concerned about is the Pacers. Yeah. I really believe we can beat the Bucks in the 7-game series. I believe it can be Toronto and definitely Boston. I think we mopped the floor with them. Pacers are the only team that concerned me.
And they're going to get Oladipo back, so they're going to get better,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, I'm with you. Hey, Mark, always a pleasure, my brother. Thank you so much, man. You're the best. I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. See you tonight, hopefully.
There you go, baby. Mark Jackson on the Comcast Business Hotline. Love Mark. Don't forget to watch Mark and Coach tonight. They'll be doing it. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Always a lot of fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.